Okay, we continue with our study of the preparation, the pre-Rosh Hashanah preparation. Yesterday's recording got unfortunately snaggled in the expanse of the Wide World Web, so today we're going to cover both yesterday and today's psukim. Both of them come from Tehillim, both with reference to a shofar. The first one is the pasuk that appears in the first section of Tehillim, Alo Elokim B'sruah Hashem B'kol Shofar. This pasuk begins it in the chapter. We find it in the famous chapter Lamnatzeach Libnei Korach Mizmor. It gets recited before Tkiyah Shofar, and within this section, we are showing that if it seems that our obligations, in other words, our chovos, the things we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seem to be greater than our zchusim, we're still told, don't be nervous, don't give up hope. Take a look. When we get ready to blow shofar, who is it that we call to the chapter? We call up B'nai Korach. And we see that what? B'nai Korach were also able to go ahead. They put in all their efforts. They should have turned up short, but still they managed to endure. And in this pasuk, Chazal want to tell us that within the trua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rises. Alo Elokim B'srua. Hashem goes up with the trua. Hashem b'kol shofar. Hashem goes up with the sound of the shofar. Chazal tell us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the trua, he gets up from his throne of justice, his kisei adin, and he goes ahead, v'yoshev al kisei racham, and he sits on his chair of mercy. And why is that? It's because he remembers the fact that Avram Avinu was involved and also showed a certain degree of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so therefore God promises to take care of his children. And so therefore, the first thought we want to keep in our minds when we get to the pasuk of Alo Elokim B'sruah is the fact that God is a merciful God, and that we shouldn't give up hope, even when we think we're going to turn up short. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar also adds that we happen to blow shofar throughout the month of Elul. Why? Because of the Alo Elokim B'sruah. And that is based on the pasuk of Alei Elai HaHara. Moshe Rabbeinu also went up. He went up on the mountain on Rosh Chodesh Elul at the point in time to get the second Luchos. And he went up then because he didn't want to have B'nai Yisrael make a mistake again, and rather, after the sin of the golden calf, and rather he wanted them to have the time to do the tshuva that he needed to them to do. And so when we recite the pasuk Alo Elokim B'sruah, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to God with that trua on Rosh Chodesh Elul and throughout the month, and Hashem b'kol shofar, God, was there to make the connection, and thus the connection to Matan Torah, which is so essential to the shofar section, is hinted to in this pasuk as well. And we need to remember that there is work for us to be doing. So on the one hand, God does take care, but on the other hand, we need to take the step. Finally, the Zohar HaKadosh mentions that we can also mention that there is whatever exists down here exists in Shamayim as well. And so if there's a shofar down here, there's a shofar upstairs. And that will also hint to us the shofar of the Rakia. And nobody, when there is a shofar in the that gets sounded, it holds back the prosecutors from being able to go ahead and prosecute B'nai Israel. And so we should just know, when we blow the shofar, we are waking up the defense team to be able to turn around and protect us as well. Alo Elokim B'sruah, don't give up hope. Alo Elokim B'sruah, we showed up for Matan Torah, we did tshuva. We must be able to do so here as well. Alo Elokim B'sruah, in Shamayim, there are going to be those who will protect us. Today's pasuk, though, also carries itself further. B'chatzotzros v'kol shofar hariu lifnei ha-melech Hashem. We use the pasuk of the fact that we mention both the trumpets, the silver trumpets, and the sound of the shofar, and together with both of them, we blow in front of the King Hashem. Now we know this pasuk from Kabbalah Shabbos, Mizmor Shir LaHashem Shir Chadash Ki Neflo Sasa. It comes in a special mizmor where we talk about the fact that there will be a geula and that God will perform tremendous miracles. And within there, we offer praise to Hashem throughout that chapter, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us, and he does so publicly. And the entire nature feels the glory of Hashem at that point in time, and offers its awareness and its bowing of its head in recognition. But when we get to this pasuk, we have to stop and ask the question, why do I need the chatzotros and the sound of the shofar? And why do I need it lifnei hamelech, in front of the king? So there's a famous story that is mentioned in the Taz. The Taz is not a storyteller, and certainly not in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. But here he does bring down in Siman Tavkuf Pehei that he once went to sleep, and in his sleep, this pasuk came to him in a dream, right? Bachatzos kol shofar hariu lifnei Amelach Hashem, and he had somehow connected it to the command that Bnei Yisrael should be careful to keep the trua through the shofar at the beginning of a year, so that it shouldn't chas v'shalom require us to sound the shofar of an emergency, the alarms at the end of the year. According to the Taz, that's what our pasuk means. It's done to tell us lifnei hamelech, before the king has to make us sound the alarms. We are told chatzotzos v'kol shofar hariyu. A person has a responsibility, and I think this is the message, to step up and not wait for the last second. A person has to be an upstanding person, and so on Rosh Hashanah, we stand at the beginning of the year, and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are sounding this alarm now, because you told us to. We're making the noise now, because you told us to, so that we should make sure that Chalila, we don't need it afterwards, because we didn't listen. At the same time, we also can study the fact that Chatzotzos only existed in the Beis HaMikdash. The place for the blowing of the Chatzotzos is in the Beis HaMikdash. Normally, when you inaugurate a king, you only blow the shofar. In fact, only one Jewish king, Yoash, had Chatzotzos, had trumpets there at the time that he was coronated. So why is it that it was done over here? It must be that we're referencing the Beis HaMikdash. A shofar with Chatzotzos shows us that there's not only Midas Adin, it's not just the God's attribute of divine justice, but also Lifnei HaMelech. It's also there in front of the king. And the king is there to go ahead and show us mercy. And so that's what we're highlighting. We're bringing ourselves back to the thoughts of the Beis HaMikdash to have a real rendezvous with Hashem. And we do so with the shofar together with the Chatzotzos, to have the whole musical symphony meld together to sing the praises of Hashem. And so when we get to this point, we might think about the fact that we need to at least, if we can't go ahead and make a mikdash and visit Hashem there, then we need to do that which Rav Huttner made famous in his famous poem, Be'elvavi Mishkan Evneh, to build a mishkan, a moving place to meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in each and every one of our hearts. And that needs to be a focus of our tefillah as well. Finally, Rav Shlomo Kluger, the famous Rav of Brody, pointed out that before a person does a mitzvah, and when a person returns from a mitzvah, certainly with the angels who go to do a mitzvah and return from a mitzvah, they tend to be very excited. We say this in the Shabbos Davening in the Kel Adon. We say, Smeichem b'tzeisam b'sasim b'voam. They rejoice, they're happy when they go out to do God's mission, and when they come back, they rejoice, they dance. But in the middle, Osim b'ema ritzon konam. When they're actually doing God's job, they do it with a certain sense of reverence and fear to make sure that it's done correctly. Rav Shlomo Kluger says the same thing is true for us as well. We need God. And so when we're in His presence as we're doing the mitzvah, we need to make sure that we have a certain sense of reverence. We're davening in shul. It shouldn't just be about what we do. We need to have a certain awareness that we are in front of Hashem. It's not about who sings the best. It's about who inspires. And that part of that inspiration is an awareness of what we're doing. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger's son, Rav Avram Binyamin, he says, that's why we blow a tekiah before we do blow a trua, and we blow a tekiah afterwards. Beforehand, we're safe. We're solid. We feel whole. Afterwards, we're safe. We're solid. We feel whole. But the true in the middle tells us, when we're with Hashem, we need a little bit of humility. We need to be a little bit more broken down. And that's what we say, Hariu lefnei HaMelech Hashem, right? We blow in front of the king just before to pay attention to the fact that we need his help to help us complete the missions in the proper way. So here we have three thoughts for Chatzotzos v'kol shofar. One, the understanding that we need to go ahead and imagine in our minds that we are blowing the shofar now, to be aware that we need to change ourselves and our practices. Two, the understanding that we have the opportunity to be lifnei Hashem, even if the mikdash is only in our hearts. And three, we have to have a certain sense of humility when we stand in front of Hashem. And that's what we do when we blow our shofar. If we keep these ideas in our heads and in our hearts, we certainly not only will have a wonderful, meaningful Rosh Hashanah, but a wonderful, meaningful year as well. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us all good things and have a terrific day.